From London, BBC Caribbean Report. As the political tension mounts in Antigua, Deputy Prime Minister Lester Byrd seeks to explain his public silence. In Haiti, the honeymoon between the people and the army is over following another bloody clash. And the Jamaican government says the death penalty will remain. I'm Hugh Crosskill, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Antigua's Deputy Prime Minister Lester Byrd, leader of an MP's rebellion against the leadership of his father, Prime Minister Vere Byrd Sr., has issued a statement to the regional and international press. Mr. Lester Byrd has sought to explain his public silence since he and other senior members of the ruling Labour Party sent a letter to the Prime Minister criticizing his attempt to present a budget and calling on him to retire by tomorrow. Leslie Goff has the details.
In what amounted to a personal message to those attempting to cover the Antiguan crisis, Lester Byrd said he was aware that the press is anxious for him to make a statement. However, he believes now is not the time for public pronouncements. He said the government and the country are facing a most difficult test, one which he says will be met only by quiet negotiations outside the glare of publicity. That last statement could be considered a bit rich, given the fact that the letter calling for the Prime Minister's retirement, adorned by the signatures of the Group of Seven, was openly released to the press in order to attract maximum public attention. Also released today was an open letter sent to Lester Byrd by a group of so-called concerned members of his St. John's Rural East constituency. The members say they stand firmly behind Lester Byrd and the other MPs in the group, but expressed disappointment that at least one of the seven has reneged and returned to VC Byrd's camp. There are reports that yet another member of the group may also have gotten cold feet and is also ready to return to the fold. Tomorrow is the scheduled D-Day for the aging Prime Minister and for the rebel MPs. However, with the rebel alliance wavering, the MPs may end up boycotting tomorrow's budget debate so as to avoid having to vote against the feeble presentation made last week by the Prime Minister.
Leslie Goff. And as the crisis continues in Antigua, a scheduled cabinet meeting called by Prime Minister Byrd failed to come off today. This has been interpreted by some observers as a blow to the Prime Minister in his attempt to stave off any serious developments in Parliament tomorrow. But who is really gaining the upper hand in the battle for power in Antigua? Joining me now live on the line from St. John's is Mr. Baldwin Spencer, parliamentary leader of the opposition UNDP. Mr. Spencer, in this somewhat incestuous political crisis, who's holding the sword and who the blade, the father or the son?
Well, it would appear as a result of what has transpired over the past 24 hours that the Prime Minister has succeeded in warding off the challenge that was made to him. Because, as we understand it, it would appear as though the Seven is no longer going through with their threat to defeat the budget for 1991.
They were planning to do this tomorrow in Parliament. What will happen then tomorrow, in your opinion?
Well, I suppose that the Prime Minister will attempt to pass the budget as presented, with the opposition obviously voting against it.
And the rebel MPs, are they going to boycott the proceedings or will they just stay silent?
Well, I don't know for sure. The reading that we have up to now is that they may not appear, and I would consider that rather irresponsible, because whether or not they may be defeated in terms of not being able to get the Prime Minister to retire as of the 14th of March, they have a responsibility to this nation, even to let their position be known publicly and using the halls of Parliament to do that. If they fail to do that, they will be reneging on their responsibility to this nation.
Well, what's your assessment, though, of this so-called Group of Seven that may, and well, in fact, be reduced to a Group of Five by the time tomorrow comes around? I mean, can they emerge from this with any credibility, one way or the other?
It is difficult to say, because I would have thought that they would have assessed the situation properly, so that when they would have made their move, that they would have been satisfied and clear in their own minds that they would have succeeded. It would appear to me that this whole thing was hatched in a rather unorganized fashion, and as a result of that, the Prime Minister, being the old political wizard as he has been, was able to to divide them once again.
As you said, a wily prime minister, a wily politician, no doubt about that. But, I mean, 80-odd years old, this budget presentation that caused the uproar and led to this letter certainly was not really a presentation. It was a very feeble attempt. In your opinion, I mean, justifiably, can the prime minister seek to continue in office for a few more years until the next election?
No, I have no doubt about that. I honestly feel that the prime minister ought to retire in the public interest. And what he seems to be doing is hanging on to power merely because he might have a secret agenda as to who ought to be succeeding him. And as a result of that, the whole country is being plunged into a state of continuous crisis. And actually, there is no government. I mean, the situation is so terrible that the people of Antigua and Barbuda right now do not know where they are, where they stand, where their country is going, because of this